Welcome to Heart First with Jess King. I'm Jess King. And today I want to talk about something that, well, it's a theme of life, change. Whether it is, well, sometimes it's positive changes. Well, I like to think of everything as positive, even the painful points, because we learn through them, we evolve through them, and we expand our understanding of ourselves in all sorts of ways when we have hardships. But today, I specifically want to focus on positive changes in the sense that life starts opening to us in ways that we imagined. We perhaps have set goals for ourselves or envisioned something to happen in our lives, to create, to manifest. And what happens when things actually, and I use the word actually, because sometimes it feels like it takes a long time for me. And I don't think that's an uncommon feeling, is it? Maybe I'm just an impatient person. Yeah, could be. But when life begins to present us with new doors that are aligned with what we've wanted, what we've hoped for, what we've dreamed of, what we've been working toward, and what we've wanted to manifest. Well, I guess it depends what your personal experience in life has been. If you feel that you've experienced a lot and you're holding on to a lot of the past, which we tend to do consciously and unconsciously. Sometimes we think we're over something. And I know this from actually looking at people's soul records, the Akashic records. I can see that quite often we think we're over something, but there's still this like speck. There's this part of us that is holding on to the past without us even being aware. And there's plenty of things that we know were triggered by something from our childhood or, you know, something that we experienced and things that we consciously know we are trying to let go of and we're in the process of letting go of, but we're not quite there. So when life opens new opportunities for you, how do you feel? What comes up for you? I'm asking these questions because wouldn't it be awesome if we just immediately was like a light switch and we were like, oh yeah, I'm ready for this. It's all cool. I am free. I am flying. I am manifesting. I mean, I see these things on Instagram and I see people speaking like this and I know people like this exist, but for me personally, and I think for many / most being over 50% of us or far more, I believe, it's not always that simple as a quick switch. It requires a shift in perspective, a shift in our routines. It requires doing a little more in those moments when we feel the wind is at our back. And I'm sharing this because I believe I'm experiencing this right now. And of course, it's never black and white. There's plenty of challenges and obstacles and things that arise as a result of it's sort of that idea of be careful what you wish for, right? But how can we, in these moments, first of all, enjoy them? Because sometimes we forget to live in the moment because this is what we wanted, this is what we wanted, and then it happens, and then it's like, okay, what's next? You know, we sometimes forget to truly appreciate and sit in that beautiful feeling of whether it's a new job, a second interview, a first interview. I'm speaking about professionally, but it really can be anything, personally, any type of, feeling you want to feel more peaceful and you're feeling more peaceful these days. And then we can have these triggers come up that kind of remind us of what used to be there or what we're trying to free ourselves from. So basically what I'm thinking is just kind of for this episode to be a reminder of the importance of setting intentions during these moments of shift. As I mentioned, I'm currently going through it, so that's kind of what's inspiring this episode. And someone very close to me, a dear friend of mine, is also going through it. And actually but it's just, I know that this is a theme for many of us. And at this particular time, I am creating this episode in February 2023. There's just so much shift happening. There's this year, 2023, feels to be a year of manifestation in our physical reality of many things that some of us have been working toward, dreaming of. Or maybe it's something new that's open to you, but the energies are shifting, you know, drastically. And it's really important that each of us takes a moment and that we don't just flow as quickly as time feels. And of course, we know time is an illusion, but as quickly as time may seem to pass, is that we take moments to sit in the good feelings and celebrate those feelings. And I don't mean just like for a second, like, congratulations, thanks, and then move on. But really, like, take time before you go to sleep. Think about all the good things that happened during the day. So this is pretty general, but, you know, and think of the reasons why before you go to sleep, why you feel grateful for your journey, what you're learning, what you're coming back to that intention of why you're here, what you're wishing for, and why. Because it's really that why behind it that matters. Sometimes the path, the how, the details feel to be out of our control. So it's important we stay open to possibilities, because sometimes you might be aiming for one thing and then, you know, and then that seems to fall through, but then something better happens. Or, you know, life is like, zigzag squiggles. It's not a straight line, right? We know that. So I guess I just wanted this message today to be a reminder to really honor your journey, what has led you to be where you are now, during these moments when things feel like they're shifting. And it could be like a small shift, like you feel like, oh, maybe this could work, maybe, but it's an energetic shift. It's a mindset shift. And it's something in your heart and in your spirit that you might know better than in your mind. Again, not trying to make this episode about me. I'm just sharing from my personal experience, because I believe it will resonate with some of you. Like for me right now, like, I have so many questions about so many things. I don't know the concrete answers. I don't know. And I could totally stress myself out about those details. And of course, as soon as you open that door, you know, you have your family and your friends and other people asking, oh, what are you doing next? What is this? Why are you doing this? I'm wanting to plan. And you're like, let me just take a breath. Let me just soak in what's happening now and embrace this goodness and put a smile on my face and, you know, have a meaningful conversation with a friend about something you care about. It's kind of slowing down in those moments when life seems to be moving in a direction that you would like it to move. I guess it all comes back to living in the now, right? But sometimes our emotions do get in the way, not get in the way. I don't want to say get in the way because that sounds like they're an obstacle. They're not something to be avoided. I encountered it just the other day. And again, people close to me also have, when emotions come up and you feel like anxiety or you feel sad or scared or stressed or whatever is like coming up for you, it's okay to like sit with that feeling too. Don't try and be like, oh, I have to be happy right now because I just got this new job, or I have to, you know, like, there's no obligation. And through experiencing our emotions and feeling whatever the F comes up for you, and just knowing that they will pass through you, you will pass through them. And, you know, then the world opens up even more. So yeah, I guess today's episode is all about living in the moment, but also during these moments, establishing healthy routines in your life, particularly when you're going through change. And it could be challenging change. It could be, you know, the breakup of a relationship, loss of a job. It could be anything, really, anything, positive or negative. But sometimes when things are going well, we forget that it's important to set those, to stay in our healthy habits or build new routines and habits also when things are going well, because that shift requires a shift and is a shift on all levels for us, you know, mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually. So let's not forget to, as much as we can, feel, experience whatever's coming up, acknowledging, honoring your journey, honoring, you know, the bruises along the way, and allow them to heal through your faith, through your appreciation for all of our many blessings, which, again, it can be easy to forget when we're in it. But also building and staying committed to your healthy routines, or becoming more committed to your healthy routines. Because sometimes, like, let's say, you know, your new job or your this new a move, or again, these are just examples, this shift might require from you, is going to require a different version of you. It's going to require a more evolved version of you, a more courageous, more ready, more peaceful, more flexible. I feel like flexibility is a major, major theme here, especially in these days. So whether your routines, hopefully some sort of physical activity for sure. And I would say, you know, every day, frankly, even if it's just, you know, 15, 20 minutes, but something every day, movement is key. We are in physical bodies for a reason. And there are quite, you know, there are a lot of very spiritual people who can actually neglect that. And that movement is actually so important to our well-being. So whatever that is, going for a walk, doing in high intensity class, doing a yoga class, anything like some type of movement, because energy in motion, right? Emotions, let them flow through you, and they will. It's not something you have to think about. And some type of mindfulness, other mindfulness practice. Of course, I'm going to say meditation. But it can be something meditative. If you feel like your mind is going all over the place, first of all, that's okay, because meditation is a practice anyway. It's not about perfection. It's not about judging yourself if your mind wanders in all different directions. It's about the practice of setting this time, whether it's, you know, 10 minutes, whatever, I would say 20 minutes, which might, it may be the first time you do it. If you're new to this, again, it depends who's listening to this. Everyone is on a different journey, and it's all good. If you can't get yourself to meditate, to do that type of, you know, meditation, then, you know, find something that brings you that meditative flow state, cooking, drawing, journaling. And again, all of these are just examples. It depends. Cooking is probably not going to be meditative for me, although maybe chopping vegetables for someone else to cook. It's different for all of us, right? But yeah, just honing in on that and trying to be conscious of our vices, you know, whether that vice is coffee, alcohol, you know, I don't know. It really can be anything, you know. But just being aware and conscious in our choices, that when we're doing something, we know we're doing it. We're not just going through the motions, but we are being aware and not judging yourself for that journey. Because I'm not saying you have to cut out this. There's no steadfast rules, and there's certainly shifting and unique for each person's journey and personality and situation. But I would just say, take a moment. Really experience that gratitude for wherever you're at, for what all that you've experienced. Honor your journey, and also be ready to let go of that past. But that's another episode. I could make a lot of episodes about letting go of the past. Oh, goodness, I'm good at that one. Yeah, that's why. That's why I write songs. No, but whatever is your journey, just honoring it. Being proud of it. We hold a lot of shame. I have made past episodes about this. But yeah, letting go of that internally and being really mindful of who you spend your time with, who you speak with. Life is busy. You know, we are susceptible to other people's energies, energy fields. There are forms and ways that you can protect your energy from other people. If you're interested in that, always feel free to send me an email at realignyoursoul@gmail.com, realignyoursoul@gmail.com. If you have any questions about that, or if you're interested in that, because sometimes we don't realize we're carrying other people's energies. I think I've made past episodes about this, but I'm not sure. I don't want to say be better about making episodes more frequently. It's always my intention to do so. And I am here in LA. I'm working to finish my album, and it's been a journey, and I'm so excited about it. And a lot of stuff, you know, is coming up along the way for healing, and it's really excited. So everything that I'm sharing with you is basically things I tell myself and that I'm focusing on and that have helped me And that's the intention with which this entire podcast has been created. So may you feel that vibration of love and support and really just divine love, support, appreciation for you. And we're all in this journey together, whatever our paths may be in the physical realm. I love you, bless you, and I send you amazing, beautiful wishes and luck and love and strength and all the things you're dreaming of. Until next time, I'm Jess King. Thank you for being here. And feel free to check out my website at jessking.com or follow me on Instagram at jessking official. New album coming out, God willing, the first half of 2023. Yay! All right. Love you. Bye.